Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, I had an excellent trip at Delacro with Captain Mike Smith, Louisiana Duck Hunts. I will be joining him in the blind in just a minute, get to a couple of text messages. The Worm texted us back. He said, last Sunday, the Coast Guard were doing boat inspections at the Lake Catherine Marina. Cost him $35 for a fire extinguisher, a reminder to have everything in order before hitting the launch. Good advice. And, yeah, it cost you $35. That's the fine. Then you still got to buy the extinguisher, right? Well, got to get it done. And a question from Tony. Is there still a Cajun invasion fishing trip to the Gone Fishing Lodge in Alaska? I have made the trip twice and would like to take my grandson. Well, you know, after doing 17 years of Cajun invasions to the Gone Fishing Lodge in Alaska, I do not have an official one planned, although it could change, but as of now, I do not. But I suggest, Tony, that you contact Ralph Crystal, the owner of the Gone Fishing Lodge, and he'll put together one of those trips for you. All right, we come back after a quick 10-second station identification pause. We'll end up in the duck blind with Captain Mike Smith. We'll do it right after this pause on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque for our local stations to tell you who they are and where they are on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And Captain Mike Smith joins us now. He's in the duck blind. And, Mike, do not let me interrupt you if you've got something going on. Let us know if you got some birds that pop in there, because as they tend to do. But I'm recapping the trip we had on Wednesday, day before Thanksgiving. Really enjoyable hunting with your grandson, Donovan, and McKelly, your granddaughter. Great to meet them. And it's another generation of your family that I've gotten to get together with. But the birds that I counted, let me see if I had this right. We had two spoonies, two spoonbills, three ringnecks, a dogri, and 15 assorted blue and green winged teal. That accurate?
Right on the button. Oh, yeah. You got it.
And we had another bird that you briefly misidentified, and I've never seen you do that before. You'd be identified it as a pterodactyl. What did that bird end up being?
It was an eaglehead blue goose. Came right over the decoys.
Yeah, it just kept coming and coming. I'm looking at this bird, and I'm looking, is it a cormorant? Is it a pelican? And you said, look, a pterodactyl. I said, no, it's a goose. And all of a sudden, four guns went off, and he was in the decoy. Beautiful bird, too, by the way.
Oh, it's a beautiful adult eaglehead. But it's a little slow this morning. We only got two birds down. The water's like glass, smooth as a mirror.
Well, didn't you tell me that the trend has been that they've been flying a little late, like after 7 o'clock is when it picks up, right?
Exactly. So I think our best shooting is going to be after 7 o'clock, and I've seen too many days like this. Real slow in the morning, then all of a sudden, they come out the woodwork.
So you're not getting any of that wind they predicted?
There's zero wind.
Wow, that's a surprise.
I mean, zero.
Looks like the meteorologists made an error on them. Well, you know, unless it picks up later on, which I'm sure it'll pick up at least a little bit. Well, all right. Now, you took Thanksgiving Day off. How did you do yesterday?
Yesterday? Oh, we limited out. Yeah, we had all teal except for a spoonbill.
Yeah, those teal have been thick.
Yeah. Yeah, we killed, we limited out by 7:30. You know, we had some good shooters, and they made their shots count, and we did it again. You know, like you said, we don't need weather to push them down. All last week it was 80 degrees and foggy, and it was limit hunts every day.
Right.
You know?
And there wasn't any brutal cold fronts up north of us. I mean, it was, normal winter weather, but it's length of day and the food and water availability is what they need. Now, if they provide that artificially north of us, that's going to hold up our migration. But it's been a surprisingly good season this year. And if anybody hasn't been out and they kind of got away from duck hunting because there wasn't enough birds or action for them, boy, this year is certainly different. I hope it's going to continue for the second split.
Yeah, I hope so, too. Hope the grays move in. But the grays have been farther out. Wait. Speaking of grays, hold on. Where's my duck call? They on a mission.
Even a five-time state duck calling champion can't pull them in all the time, Mike.
Doesn't happen
all the time.
Doesn't happen.
Well, tell me, how's the rest of this split? I mean, it's coming to an end soon, the first split, and then you got the whole second split. How's the bookings look? And I know you got multiple guides if people want to get in on it. It's easy hunt. I mean, if you can step from a dock to a boat, you're in the blind. There's no paddling. There's no mud walking or none of that stuff. You make it as easy as it gets.
Oh, yeah. If it's warm enough, you can come in your tennis shoes. We run from my boat's a Go Devil floating barge blind. We got a flip-top waterproof roof in case it rains. The other boats are regular Go Devil boats with pop-up blinds, but no walking through the marsh, no pirog rides, none of that old-style stuff. But I have a few opens with my other guide. My boat is booked every day, but the other guides have openings, so... Give us a call, and we have six different private leases that we move around to. Today we hunt in the lease that we hunted Wednesday with the 200 decoys. Hey, Don, you available after the season? We'll come pick up all these decoys.
I'll check my schedule and get back with you on that one, Mike. Give us your phone number and website if people want to contact you.
504-228-4506, laduckhunts.com.
Easy enough, laduckhunts.com. Thanks for the great trip, Mike. Really enjoyed it. Always a pleasure hunting with you down there, and best of luck to you on the rest of the season.
Thanks again. I'll be seeing you soon.
Yeah, we'll be checking in with you from week to week. Thanks again, Mike. And there he goes into the duck blind. Get back his call and get to work. All right, we come back after this. We're going to talk to another duck hunter, Captain Ryan Lamb, but also going to ask him about the demise of the Bohemia WMA. What exactly happened? I know it went back, I think, to the individual landowners of the oil and gas royalties. Being conducted or extracted by the Orleans Levy Board. It was a mess, but it's no longer there. Anyway, that's gone, but there's other opportunities. We'll be back to talk to Captain Ryan. We're also going to check in out west at Hackberry. We'll get Kirk Stansel in here, too, to find out what's happening in his duck and fishing world over there near Lake Calcasieu. We're back right after this.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.